658-8989. Sunday, March 10th, you can see the film Queen to Play, 6 p.m. at the Wayne County Chamber of Commerce, 32 Commercial Street in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, 570-390-4420. Please send news of your arts and cultural events to calendar at wjffradio.org. Thanks for listening. Please stay tuned. Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, here we are coming out of a snowy winter into a sunny day, and I want to look on the lighter side of singer-songwriters. I'd like a reason to smile. So, you know, let's hear what Paul Simon has to say about Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my bowl, taking movies, relaxed in a while, living in style, talking to a raisin, occasionally plays L.A. Casually glancing at his toupee. Wish I was an English muffin, about to make the most out of a toaster. I'd ease myself down, coming up brown. I prefer poison very more than any ordinary jam. I'm a citizens for poison very jam fan. Jane, best wishes, Martin. Old Roger, drive, Roger, leave him by the basement door. Everybody knows what he's tippy-toeing down there for.
Tomorrow, 'cause it's here today. Even if everything is going wrong and your worlds are falling away, let them go their way. Don't blame the world that you see, and don't blame me. Don't hold on to pain and sorrow, for there's no tomorrow. Don't you when tiny little things start bringing you down, your life's in a mess. Remember, love is is on its way, and just do your best. Don't blame the things that you see, and don't blame me. Don't hold on to pain and sorrow, for there's no tomorrow. Don't you realize? And there ain't no great day coming tomorrow, cause it's here today. Even if everything is going wrong and your worlds are falling away, let them go their way. Don't blame the world that you see, and don't blame me. Don't hold on to pain and sorrow, for there's no tomorrow.
I know they'll turn out neat. They'll be great looking, cause they'll have my face. Great swimmers, cause they'll have his feet.
Well, I'm in love with a big blue frog. A big blue frog loves me. He's not as bad as he appears. He's got a rhythm and a PhD.
Well, I know we can make things work. He's got good family sense. His mother was a frog from Philadelphia. His daddy an enchanted prince. The neighbors are against it, and it's clear to me, and it's probably clear to you. They think value on their property will go right down if the family next door is blue.
Well, I'm in love with a big blue frog. A big blue frog loves me. I've got it tattooed on my chest. It says P-H-R-O-G.
It's frog to me.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. I'm in love with a big blue frog. That's from their album 1700 from 1967. And it's a reason to smile. The lighter side. Right before that, we heard a song by Biff Rose. I've been enjoying playing Biff Rose lately, from his second album, The Children of Light, in 1969. There ain't no great day coming tomorrow, cause it's here today. That's an interesting track because you heard that strange sound. That was a Moog synthesizer played by Van Dyke Parks. That was like one of the first recordings in a pop album of a synthesizer. We started off the program with Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel from their Bookends album. That was their fourth album, released in 1968, Punky's Dilemma. So I'm Kathy Geary on today's program Now and Then. This is an all-vinyl show, people. I want you to know that this is high-quality vinyl here. And while we're on the subject of big blue frogs, you know, songs with animals, they're bound to make you smile. The lighter side of George Harrison and the Beatles. There's a song called Piggies. It's from the White Album in 1968. George Harrison's mother provided one of the lines to the song, "What they need's a damn good whacking." And John Lennon contributed a line to the song in Piggies, "Clutching forks and knives to eat their bacon." This is a song by George Harrison, and it's a funny song. It's a way of addressing social commentary. It's a serious song, couched in a humorous lyrics. It's about corporate greed and class. It's an interesting recording on the White Album, The Beatles, 1968. There's a harpsichord in the song Piggies, and so they call it Baroque rock. There's a harpsichord and a string quartet. And normally George Martin was producing all of the Beatles songs, but he was not there during the recording of Piggies. There was a man named Chris Thomas who produced this track, and he's the man playing the harpsichord. So the Beatles decided on the White Album, because it's always, you know, Lennon and McCartney songs, that they would put Piggies in between two songs by John and Paul, three songs in a row having to deal with animals. First was Paul's Blackbird. Then we're going to hear Piggies by George Harrison. And then we're going to hear Rocky Raccoon, another animal song, mainly by Paul McCartney, from the Beatles' White Album. And the thing about Rocky Raccoon is it's kind of a spoof. He says he gave an interview, Paul McCartney, in Mojo magazine in October of 2008. And he says, quote, about Rocky Raccoon, quote, "I was basically spoofing the folk singer." And John Lennon attributed this song to Paul, saying, here's John's quote, "Couldn't you guess it? Would I have gone to all that trouble about Gideon's Bible and all that stuff?" Rocky Raccoon is the last Beatles song with John Lennon playing the harmonica. So let's smile while we listen to Piggies and Rocky Raccoon, followed by another Beatles song from Abbey Road, Maxwell Silver Hammer. Here we go, George Harrison.
Seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt, and for all the little piggies life is getting worse, always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shed? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt, always have clean shirts to play around with. In the skies with all the backing, they don't care what goes on around. In life there's something lacking, what they need's a damn good whacking. Forks and knives to eat the bacon.
One more time.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin, he said, "Danny boy, this is a showdown." But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, "Rocky, you met your match." And Rocky said, "Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able." And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival.
Silver hammer came down upon her head. Bang, bang, Maxwell. which does not agree, and he tells them so. Oh, oh, oh. But as the words are leaving his lips, a noise comes from behind.
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver.
The Beatles, Maxwell Silverhammer. That's from Abbey Road. And before that, we heard two songs from the Beatles' White Album from 1968. We heard Piggies by George Harrison and Rocky Raccoon by Paul McCartney. All right. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And it's a reason to smile. It's the lighter side. And even though, you know, like George Harrison's song, Piggies, it's humorous, there might be some sort of a serious message under there, like with so much comedy. And you can't deny that even though Frank Zappa is outrageously funny, that there's a really, really strong, serious message to the music and the lyrics of Frank Zappa. But there's one song that's always been a little hard for me to quite understand. Moving to Montana, gonna raise me up a crop of dental floss. Yeah, well, that just makes me smile. Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention from the album Overnight Sensation, which was released in 1973. The song Montana, it's interesting. Frank Zappa wanted to use backup singers because, you know, he has so many crazy vocals in addition to the jazz underpinnings of the instruments. So his manager decided that on this recording that he get Tina Turner and the Iquettes. That's Ike and Tina Turner and, you know, River Deep, Mountain High, Tina Turner, you know, hey. So for some reason, Ike Turner insisted that Frank Zappa pay the singers no more than $25 a song, including Tina. I guess he was afraid of losing them or something. Anyway, so Tina brings Ike Turner into the studio to hear one of the recordings that Tina Turner is doing with Frank Zappa. We're about to hear the song that she sings back up on Montana, Moving to Montana. And Ike heard it, and he listened to the tape, and he said, "What is this stuff?" Expletive deleted. And later he insisted, Ike Turner insisted that Zappa would not be allowed to credit Tina and the Iquettes on the album. But now you know the truth. Moving to Montana from Overnight Sensation, Frank Zappa and Tina Turner.
Might be moving to Montana soon, just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, in a little white box that I can sell uptown. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I just might grow me some beans, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. But then, on the other hand, I would keep the wax and melt it down. Pluck some floss and swish it around. I'd have me a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Moving to to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Find me a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline with a pair of heavy-duty zircon-encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no balls, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely dental floss. Raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I might ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlighty night, and then I get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push. Just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss. And then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dawn to Montana.
Moving to Montana. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bald and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, 'cause I don't know how, and I sure ain't fixin' to start it now.
Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay, yippee-i-oh-ki-yay.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I learned to ride, for I learned to stand. I'm a riding fool who is up to date, and I know every trail in the Lone Star State, because I ride the rig in my Ford V8.
Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay, yippee-i-oh-ki-yay.
So are you smiling yet? I know I am. We started that section with overnight sensation Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention moving to Montana, a dental floss tycoon. Oh yeah, that was from 1973. And if you listened carefully, you heard Tina Turner and the Iquettes singing incredible backup once you pay attention to it. So yeah, the idea is something lighter, something to make you smile. And Frank Zappa, wow, is that kind of jazz influenced? It's got the sophistication of a jazz. And no one strikes me as more cool and humorous and sophisticated than Dan Hicks, a West Coast American musician. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande. That album was recorded about 1 year before the Frank Zappa album that we heard. It's called Strikin' It Rich from 1972. And Dan Hicks usually sings lead, but one of his backup singers, Marianne Price, sang the lead on I'm an Old Cowhand from the Rio Grande. It's humorous. And it's got a jazzy acoustic feeling. And it sounds really good because on today's program, I'm spinning all vinyl for you. You wouldn't believe how many albums I have stacked up here in front of me. So let's listen to some more Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. Earlier we heard George Harrison sing about piggies. We heard Paul McCartney singing about Rocky Raccoon. We heard Peter, Paul, and Mary singing about frogs. So let's hear Dan Hicks weigh in on buzzards. Black-headed and looking slick, flying right along. The buzzard was their friend. Live from the Troubadour, Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks.
We got a
We got a jazz tune we'd like to do here. Features the Lickettes on a...
Waiting on me.
Make it go green.
What's this I see here? A Cadillac sitting at a door, at a door. The summer beat me while I was hung up. She never did like it waiting on me, waiting on me. She never did like it waiting on me, waiting on me. But the rip-off I don't mind at all. There's another house for which I can make my call. And the traffic's getting heavy again.
Heavy.
I don't want to go through what I've just been in.
I can make a light go green and make it go green.
Get the people moving so I can make it to my scene. But the way things are looking, I can be here all day.
Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks live at the Troubadour. The album is called Where's the Money? We heard two songs, Traffic Jam, and before that, The Buzzard Was Their Friend. So jazz can be bluesy, but jazz can also be snappy and funny and humorous. And it's interesting because one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Joni Mitchell, usually has a fairly serious approach to music. She deals with personal, emotional revelations in her songs. But it's fun to think that Joni Mitchell has a lighter side. And it's interesting because when Joni Mitchell turns towards a jazzier feel, that lighter side comes out. My first introduction to a song called Twisted, Joni Mitchell recorded that song on her Court and Spark album. That was in 1974. And Twisted is a very jazzy tune. It wasn't written by Joni Mitchell. It was written by Annie Ross and was first recorded by Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross back in the 50s. So it's interesting to hear Joni sing someone else's song. So we're going to listen to that song, Twisted. And then after that, we're going to hear two tracks from a collaborative album that Joni Mitchell did with another jazz musician, Charles Mingus. The album is entitled Mingus. We're going to hear The Dry Cleaner from Des Moines. And Charles Mingus wrote the music to that song, and Joni Mitchell wrote the lyrics. And then we're going to hear the final song, God Must Be a Boogeyman. Just a little bit more about the Mingus album. It's the 10th album by Joni Mitchell, and it was recorded just a few months before Charles Mingus died. And Charles Mingus wrote three new songs of the music for three new songs on this album, and Joni wrote the lyrics. And when Joni recorded this album, she hired a lot of people from the band Weather Report, from the jazz ensemble Weather Report, to play on these sessions. And the song we're going to hear, it's got Jaco Pastorius playing bass, Wayne Shorter on sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Don Elias on congas. And it's the first time the reunion of Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock, it's the first time they're in the studio together since an album they did in 74 called Native Dancer. God Must Be a Boogeyman was recorded just 2 days after Charles Mingus died, and he never did hear the song, but Joni believes that he would have found it very humorous. Let's start out with Twisted from Joni Mitchell's Court and Spark.
Analyst told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along that he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Don't know. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined when out of his sight to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts, no more ifs, ands, or buts. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening, I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. Now I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I got into the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to now. Do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all up at angry young men. They all up at Edison and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the idiomatic logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane. Oh, they used to laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
What, no driver on the top?
Man, the chick is twisted. Crazy, oop-shooby, here flip city.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead. Because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you. Cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.
I'm not rich, but you know, I've always had some dollars in my pockets.
I am to a roll of dimes. I'm stuck in a spot that's hot. I keep hearing bells all around me. Jingle in the lucky jackpots. They keep you tantalized. They keep you reaching for your wallet here in Fool's Paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with coin. Well, he must have had a genie in a lamp, cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it. Like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money.
Thank you.
And getting himself betrayed in the plan, oh, the divine plan. God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
One so sweet, so overly loving and gentle, he lets people into his innermost sacred temple. Blind faith to care, blind rage to kill. Why do you let him talk him down to cheap work and cheap thrills? In the plan, insulting plan, God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
Joni Mitchell, the album, a collaboration with Charles Mingus from 1979, God Must Be a Boogeyman. Right before that, we heard The Dry Cleaner from Des Moines, with the music by Charles Mingus and the lyrics by Joni Mitchell. I'm Kathy Geary. In today's program, The Lighter Side, A Reason to Smile. I hope you enjoyed listening, and thank you so much.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from The Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're streaming online at WJFFradio.org. And it's 1 minute before 2 in the afternoon. It's 55 sunny degrees outside, and tonight should be in the mid-20s.